It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, better prices every day. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Race fans, I've been waiting a long time to say this. Welcome into the Midwest Race Report Racing Program here on Bog Country 101.3 and 1460 AM. I'm the Voice Radio Man Dan Diker, back for the 10th season. Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Jesse the producer. You know, he's a wrestling guy. Jesse the producer kind of sounds like a wrestling name, but we need something really, really big this year for Jesse.
Well, I think he's got it already, you know. J-V-R, kind of like RVD, you know?
Yeah, but then you'd have to sing it differently because then people wouldn't know who that is.
True. Yeah,
I wouldn't talk smack to him.
Anyways, welcome to year number 10 of the program. And again, yes, we have changed it up a tad bit. We're in an AM and FM station this year. It is now Bog Country, bogcountry.com, if you want to find the archive programs. It's now Bog Country on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
We get a lot of listeners on that TuneIn app, I tell you what.
I'm amazed when you show me the numbers, man. It's just impressive.
101.3 and 1460 AM. We do have to say hi to a lot of Minnesota folk that are listening to this program right now as we speak, because we kick off the Lacrosse Speedway at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and right about now they're probably just heading into the Wisconsin border.
Yep, either that or they're already here. Some of them came last night.
They went to Toma last night.
And then from Toma this morning, they came up to camp here up at the fairgrounds. So
and
hey, if you're listening right now, wave to us.
They got some extra sleep this morning, because they know this is the 6th annual. Oh, I got to show you this, too.
Uh-oh.
Tonight is the 6th annual Mayfest at the Lacrosse Sprint.
Yep.
All right, real quickly, in a minute, explain to our listeners, what is Mayfest?
All right, Mayfest started with our friends from the Twin Cities. They like coming up for the opening night. And so they all bring their campers up, and it's basically the reverse of Oktoberfest. We do Mayfest the opening night. We do Oktoberfest the closing weekend. So Mayfest now starts out the season. And luckily for us, we get a race in May this year. It could have been Junefest real easy.
And thanks to one of our sponsors, Peter Niekirk at NorthStarCustoms.com, Jano Collectibles, as Jamie heard. We've got shirts again this year.
Oh, look at that.
I didn't even know we had shirts. Remember we had the blue ones last year because we were at that former bar that sponsored us downtown.
Yep.
So we've got Mayfest shirts again.
That is awesome. That's pretty cool looking, too.
The circle of
six on it.
The circle of boons,
the
boons
6 circle.
Feet apart, will happen this evening.
Yep. Well, if your arm is 3 feet and your buddy next to you is 3 feet, plenty of room to grab that bottle.
That's exactly right. So, man, it's so great to be back on the program. I greatly appreciate both you guys joining me. You know how much I appreciate what you guys bring to both the radio show and the TV show, which kicks off next week. Fantastic sponsors. We've got the Big Boars back again. They have been on this program many, many, many years in a row. And a whole bunch more we're going to be talking about here over the next couple of weeks. Won another award last year. That's 2 years in a row now we have won awards for this program in two different categories. And, yes, the plaques have been ordered. I'm just waiting on them.
Yeah,
because the COVID-19 virus, we could get them in November because all the packages are backed up.
We haven't seen the plaques from the last 2 years, so I'm holding my breath. Really,
I'll show you my bank statement because they cost me $29 a piece times two, times two, times two.
Nice. But we're not setting out to win an awards. We're just setting out to give you an informative program, let you know what's happening, talk to some interesting drivers throughout the Midwest and the occasional NASCAR driver
and promoters.
And, you know, and hopefully, you know, for an hour on Saturday, you have a good time listening to us.
Ross Chastain and Daniel Hemrick, I talked to them last week. Both of them actually reached out to me to say, was this the guy in the program I was on last year? They definitely want to come back on, because whoever was listening that day in the TuneIn app, a couple of them are subsidiaries of their major sponsors.
Nice.
So told these guys in North Carolina and Indiana, hey, we heard you on this radio show in Wisconsin. So they send kudos, and they want to be back on. Johnny Sauter has already reached out. He said he's coming back on big time this year. Rich Bickle said he would come on every single program if we needed him to.
You know,
he's now a big friend of the program.
Our censor doesn't have enough time for that guy.
And coming up in 2 weeks,
What's
Matt Kenseth is coming back on the program.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've been working a little bit hard during the offseason.
Yeah, well, Matty K got a gift dropped in his lap here a few weeks ago based on what happened with Kyle Larson. So,
what did he have? His first race was 6th?
10th.
10th, yes. And then last week he kind of fell off the page. Last week he cut a tire and then had some problems afterwards.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's going to take him a little bit to get used to this, but don't be surprised to see him running solid top fives here.
We'll be doing the show on location again this year. August 23rd, folks, you're going to want to mark that down in your calendars. The show is going back to Rudolph, Wisconsin, as we all three will be emceeing the official opening of the Dick Trickle Memorial.
Again?
This is the official. Oh. They're still doing work up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was just
for the unveiling.
Yeah.
Okay.
The official Bing Bang Boom is August 23rd, and we have been invited, the three of us, to go up and MC that and do the radio and TV show. And we have been given a $2,100 credit. We are not only going to have the Midwest Race Report inscribed on a wall with the Dick Trickle Memorial, the picture with inscription will also be going up. They're in the works of putting it together right now. And the picture I chose was the three of us standing behind Goldie at Oktoberfest 2 years ago.
We were with Tom Reffner. That was a really cool picture. And I don't think he could have picked a better picture of, one of Dick's great cars and the three of us with, you know, with another legend in Tom Reffner. So that was really an awesome moment.
So Marv and Tom and the entire gang are the people that put these pictures and inscriptions together. It's currently being built, and by the time we go up there next time, it'll be permanently installed in the Dick Trickle Memorial. That is going to be one of the coolest things I've ever had in my life.
So I thank all those guys
for that.
That is going to be awesome.
And let's pray for a better, sunnier day.
Man, that was cold.
Hey, who we got coming up on the show today?
Well, I wish we had the Black Knight coming up. Before I forget, Terry Furkus does say hi to the both of you guys.
Hello, Terry.
Golden Sands when I announced it there on Monday. And Mr. Brooks was driving that car, and we're going to talk more about him next week as well.
Nice.
Chad Brooks has not raced in a long time. He's synonymous with Wisconsin racing, and he went up there, and he got it done. Coming up to the program, we're racing today at 2 o'clock at the Lacrosse Speedway. Chuck Deary, the promoter over there, over yonder, is going to join us. We started things off racing at Toma last night. Greg Oliver is going to be joining us, and one of our drivers that's joined us almost every single year to kick off the show will also be on.
Jeff Thompson, a stalwart from the sportsman class at Lacrosse, jumping to the Dells. He's going to be talking about what he's expecting when it comes to racing at the Dells tonight.
Paul Reichert's back with a race rewind. We are back to talk with Chuck Deary. Coming up next, thanks for joining us. Year number 10 on Bog Country 101.3, 1460 AM.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's a Napa Felt Memorial with the CWRA Super Late Models running twin features. Adding to the racing action is the UMA Asphalt Modified, the Sportsman, Legends, and the Bandoleros. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park is located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16 or Exit 85 off I-90-94. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. It's great family fun at Dells Raceway Park.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report on 1460.
Welcome back to Midwest Race Report, Bog Country 101.3 and 1460 AM at BogCountry.com and also Bog Country in the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
I got to get used to this Bog Country stuff now that it's changed over.
Yeah, it was kind of cool for a few years. Now it's Bog Country. We just gotta let it roll off your tongue.
Well, as we talked in the first segment, here in Wisconsin, very luxurious that we actually get to race. Toma opened up last night, this afternoon. It's a 2 o'clock start for the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway to talk more about what's coming up this year and any changes to the schedule or whether there was any changes or not because of the virus 19 deal. We're going to talk with general manager and promoter Chuck Deary from the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Chuck, how are you, sir?
Great.
Is the beer stocked? It's Buck Day today.
Of course.
wait a minute. It's the first race of the year. Is the beer cold?
Of course.
that's important. I don't care about anything else. I just want a cold beer.
I had to start with the beer and the concessions right off the bat. Chuck, welcome to Race Day 2020. I, for one, love this 2 o'clock start this afternoon. I know a lot of race fans are liking that as well. It really worked well this weekend because a ton of folks camped at Tomah last night. Now they're on their way to La Crosse to camp and then spend the afternoon at the La Crosse Speedway. First and foremost, let's talk about it, get it out of the way. The
COVID-19, get the elephant out of the room.
The COVID-19 virus unfortunately has struck many, many people and unfortunately has closed some races down and fairs and whatnot. We get to race today, and you have a couple of stipulations out there we do want to mention.
Well, yeah, it's we've been following the guidelines that are set forth by arenas and stadiums, not only in the state but throughout and stuff, and trying to stay up on top of it. So, our concession stands, all the staff have their mask, and we have some barriers between them and the customers. We are asking the fans to social distance. We are not going to police that on our own. We realize that we're dealing with mostly adults here, and they can handle themselves like adults. So it should not be an issue. I'm not thinking about that. The campers, they're coming and, keeping them 30 feet apart. And other than that, it's just, it's race day and we're going to go racing.
Hey, I've heard about that. What about like the hand sanitizing? I heard you might have some stations set up for that.
Yeah, we got, alcohol's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And, in the beer stand. Forgot about that.
Yeah. We got some hand sanitizer, everywhere. We don't want to get anyone ill. We want to keep everyone safe. We want them back for the rest of the season. So some commonsensical things will have to take place. And that's what we've done. And, I don't want to be bullied anymore by this virus. I don't want to be bullied anymore by, anybody else. Not that we are being bullied, but I'm just tired of living in this fear. We got to start somewhere, and we're going to start today, and we're going to use caution when we can and where we can, and ask the folks to, if they're coming out and being part of it, to do their social distancing, and for God's sakes, have some fun.
Chuck Deary from La Crosse Speedway, we get things started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Did the virus alter the original schedule or street drag schedule that we want to let folks know about at all?
No, I just accepted those ones that we lost as rainouts. So I guess we call them bug outs or whatever now. But we're just rainouts. And, it's once you set up the schedule, there's a rhythm and a method to it. And to start changing it causes nothing but more problems and more headaches. So it is what it is. It's what we've established earlier in the year, and we're going to follow through with it.
Okay, as far as late models are concerned, we've lost three features already. Are we going to be making them up at certain spots throughout the season?
Unlikely. We're waiting for NASCAR and stuff to see how they're going to handle it and stuff, and that'll certainly be a factor in what we need to look for and what we need to do. But at this point, no.
Again, Chuck Deary from La Crosse Speedway talking with us on our first show of the year, 10th season in the books. Let's talk about the different divisions, Chuck. Of course, the big news during the offseason pertained to the Sportsman Division. I noticed heading into today's race, it's still being called the Sportsman Division. Are they still being run like the Sportsman of last year?
Yeah, the only change is we softened the rules on what you can bring as a vehicle, but just put a time limit on it and kind of copying what drag racing has done. And quite honestly, what Madison International Speedway did last year, they were kind of our test to see how it worked out. And what it'll do is I suspect it was going to bring some cars out of the woods that have been sitting and allows teams that don't have the financial backing to spend a lot of money on fancy parts, but they can buy a different carburetor or, adjust the car a little bit more economical. To be more competitive, and it's going to take a couple weeks. It's going to be some interesting racing here for next couple of weeks. But once it gets going, it's going to work out fine. And like I said, we followed Madison, how they did it, and they were very, very, very happy on how the results came out on that. And we had nothing to lose by making these changes and more to gain, and I think that's going to work out in our favor.
And Chuck, of course, let's talk about the new thing that'll be showing up this year at La Crosse, along with Toma and Madison. The High School Racing Association will be taking place this year. Give us a little more background about this.
Well, that's the beauty of drinking beer with other parades tomorrow. So, actually, Greg and I, Greg McKearns and I were at our promoter's workshop in the off season, and there's a track out in California that runs a high school only type, but it's like for late models. And we got talking after the meeting.
They have that on TV a lot.
MAV-TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's MAV-TV. That's those guys. And we talked to the promoter about it out there and talked to ourselves, and, you know, why not keep it a little bit simpler here, more Midwestern flavor with some low buck cars, get into it, do a statewide deal, not a track also, but a statewide thing. And introduce the sport to, you know, these kids that want to get involved but don't want to spend a lot of dollars or don't want to have the commitment right away until they know how much they're going to enjoy it. So it's going to take a little time to get some traction and stuff. But quite honestly, I've had more people ask me this week about the High School Racing Association than any other division. So I may be pleasantly surprised on June 13th when they have their first run, but we're going to see. And it's again, it's a just a nice entry level division, and working, you know, and working with the other racetracks adds a little bit to it as well.
One question that was brought up at Toma at the drivers meeting a couple of weeks ago: if a driver shows up to the racetrack, say a 6-cylinder drive shows up at the racetrack, and a high schooler drives that car, can that 6-cylinder driver run it that night, or does it belong to the high schooler?
Well, it has to meet the high school appearance regulations. So if it does that,
it's got to have the school colors.
Then it can race in street stocks, but it has to meet the high school appearance. And that being, it has to have the high school colors on there. There's no high school. We didn't ask any high school to sanction this or be part of it because, you know, there's no shop classes left anymore. And it was kind of another reason why we did this. But they just got to represent their school, and they can do that. But they can race it in street stocks, but you can't go back the other way.
Some of the unfortunate stuff that's going on in the area is probably going to be a bonus for us here this afternoon, with other tracks not being able to compete and actually no entertainment going on in the area. We're looking at huge car counts here and possibly a huge crowd in the stands today. Talk about some of the things you expect to see today.
Well, you know, I think the pits are going to be full. I think we're going to be really stout with the late model class, and the support classes will be. There'll be plenty enough cars for a great show, and I'm not concerned about that. You know, it's frustrating for me to have those other tracks suffer and us sort of benefit from it. I'm happy that we can do that, and happy that we're able to open, but it's not ideal. It's not how anyone really wants it, but you know, those guys need a place to race, and we'll have some support from the other racetracks that aren't racing. And it's mostly the ones down south with Madison in particular. You know, some of those guys probably be here. You have to start somewhere, and we're starting today.
We're definitely getting a big crowd from Elko today, too.
Chuck Deary.
Yeah, those Minnesota guys, welcome them.
Chuck Deary, a couple more minutes here on the program. Let's talk briefly about the rest of the schedule for 2020. Always exciting. They can find it online, and it's going to be action-packed with the trailer race, Smash-O-Rama, and a lot of good stuff.
You know, it's our – we kind of rescheduled, did things a little bit different this year. Actually, we kind of worked out in our favor. We were going to start later anyways, and so we really didn't affect our schedule too much, but – you know, we take good notes every year on what event works better on certain dates. And we've added the kind of a twist around July 4th. We're running Thursday, July 2nd. I'm trying to work some type of a car show, perhaps July 3rd and 4th. That's alternative. But our regular show on Thursday, July 2nd. And then we come back on the Wednesday night of the fair week and run the traditional CWRA, you know, the cars that used to race here 20 years ago, and kind of a special event for that. So July is going to be kind of different, but kind of exciting and a little bit different in regards to what's racing on the track. And then, you know, we get into August and finalize some of the final point standings or championship battles and the trail races and, you know, the novelty events. The one thing that I'm biggest challenge I have is I have to come up with new novelty events and, you know, there's only certain ways you can smash a car. So I think we're going to try to do some copy it from the Rockford track where they, you know, something to that, you know, cars should never run into kind of thing. And, you know, we did the piano last year and had a lot of fun with that and probably similar stuff like that. So going to try to add to that to every event. And something today, we're kind of cooking up something a little bit different for today as well. We can have a little novelty fun.
Okay, we got a little less than a minute here, Chuck. So I had one quick question. What's the deal with Oktoberfest? Is there anything in the works there yet?
Yeah, I plan on running. I'm going to it.
Best answer I've heard all day.
There we go. Chuck Deary from the Lacrosse Speedway at LAX Speedway on Twitter. Look at lacrossespeedway.com or to bring up Lacrosse Speedway on Facebook. You can get all the schedules, all the day-to-day items, and all the good things. Chuck, we hope for a good crowd today. The weather is going to be favorable. And, man, we are ready to go, and we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it. And, yeah, let's have a good, safe day and racing and have everyone enjoy themselves.
All righty, Chuck Deary, thank you much. Promoter from Lacrosse Fairground Speedway, going to be a very, very busy man here for the remainder of this afternoon. When we come back, we are going to talk to a driver that has joined us, one of two drivers that have joined us every single year we have started the program. That's coming up next on the Midwest Race Report.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tonight at Dowell's Raceway Park, it's a Navafelt Memorial with the CWRA Super Late Models running twin features. Adding to the racing action is the UMA Asphalt Modified, the Sportsman, Legends, and the Bandoleros. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dowell's Raceway Park is located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16 or Exit 85 off I-90-94. Go online to dowellsracewaypark.com for more info. It's great family fun at Dowell's. Raceway Park.
Oh, here we go. Back at the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, BondCountry.com. It's also BondCountry 101.3 and 1460 AM. Our first driver guest has joined us almost every single year that we've started the program. Bad Brad Worthen is one of them, and the Silver Slingshot Jeff Thompson would be the other. So this, in celebration of our 10th straight year of being on the airwaves with the program, we'd like to bring him back in. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Going to be kind of weird for you today because you're not getting ready to run lacrosse this afternoon. You're getting ready to travel to the Dells this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be definitely change of pace, change of scenery. I mean, even for you, Dan, now that Doc Niles is gone and I'm gone, there's not going to be a trailer in that spot that you're going to recognize.
Oh, I'm sure they'll put somebody there.
I hope it's someone funny or someone entertaining.
We'll see what happens here in a little bit.
We'll just put an empty bucket in remembrance of you and that picture I took years ago.
So a top three. Top three in lacrosse sportsman last year, and now you're switching tracks. What brought that decision on?
You know, there's many reasons that probably ain't in my best interest to get into. It just came down to I didn't like where the class was going at lacrosse. I mean, I hope Chuck and those guys get a great count for what they're trying to do there. It's just not my style of racing. If I wanted to race a bracket, I guess I'd go drag racing. But I hope he has a good car count for it, and we'll see what happens with it. And I'm looking forward to the new challenge that Dells is going to give us. Sounds like there should be a pretty stacked field. So, I don't know. Should be a good time.
You know, Bill brought up the points race. Man, you had the championship right there in the palm of your hands last year. Let's go back to 2019 and that last, what, 2 or 3 weeks of racing. Did you think when you got that point lead on a night of all kinds of DQs that you were going to take the championship?
I thought we were pretty much out of the running for it when we got wrecked on the third week. And, of course, we got wrecked the night the most cars were there for the year. So it kind of put us behind the eight ball against Weber and Leithy. And we just raced to have fun and got ourselves back in it because, I mean, last year was the year of DQs, it seemed. If it wasn't the 97 or the 50, it was me. Or, I mean, even Sam got it a couple times. So it pretty much came down to no one knew what was going to happen. So, but yeah, I wish it would have been us. But, I mean, I can't complain with a second place.
But, you know, it was interesting. It was a challenge. All of a sudden, you find yourself back into it, so it encouraged you to really, hey, come on, let's go race day, because I got a chance to do this thing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it made it fun to come to the track, and, I mean, on any given night, we knew we could win the feature, just what was going to happen, and how the cards were going to play, and where you were going to start in the feature. I had a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, the DQs came, and it was over some silly stuff for not just me, but for everyone, but that's part of racing, and I don't know. I guess it kept the points tight. I mean, technically, Weber should have probably had a 100-some point lead going into Fest, but it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, you mentioned the DQs. Yeah, the top four of you, you know, Weber, you, Leithy, and Niles. Man, you guys had a heck of a time them last 5 or 6 weeks getting through that tech line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't so much where we were going to finish in the race. It was going to be what happened after the race, and I mean, like you said, multiple times it came down to that, and it changed the outcome of, I don't know, everything. I mean, I think the points have changed leaders more times this year than it has the last few, and even how close the points were coming into Fest. Usually it's been a two-car shootout for who's going to win the championship, and this year, I mean, like you said, it was four of us. It was me, Weber, Niles, and Leithy. I mean, any one of us could have left Fest with a championship.
Talking with Jeff Thompson of West Salem, the Silver Slingshot, a new neighbor of mine, too, by the way. Are you used to me living in the West Salem now?
I know. I see you everywhere, it seems. I mean, usually I see you around, but now I get to see you even more, so it's like an added bonus.
And he hasn't been arrested yet.
And I just went and got a
right, and the grocery store is still stocked with food, I'm surprised.
Well, that's until I'm fully moved in and I get into a groove. I just bought a Jeep Patriot today, too, so no more Xterra. You'll have to look for me in the Patriot.
By the way, the meat guy,
right.
The meat guy at the IGA in West Salem is fearing you.
Yeah, that's why Quick Trip keeps...
He is.
Quick Trip, every time I come in, they put a quarantine sign over the meat area, so I just keep walking by because they've got fantastic bacon, by the way.
Oh, they do.
They do. It's not bad.
And the bacon-wrapped stuffed chicken breasts are awesome.
So now that you're going to race the Dells, you have to promise me, because you and I started this thing, I don't even know how many years ago, that we gave you the name the Silver Slingshot. They better be announcing you the right way in the Dells, or I'm going to be on the phone to Aubie in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you probably have to be. I guess I'll have to find the announcer first thing, and we get down there and set him straight so he knows. I mean, it's going to be weird not to hear that. You know, now it's just going to be normal Jeff Thompson. There ain't going to be no Silver Slingshot with it, so...
That's boring.
Until Fest rolls around.
It would help him if you had silver on the car.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm wondering how big a challenge of racing at the Dells is, because I've thought about how often you've raced there, so how much of a uphill climber you're going to have there.
It's going to be different. Like, I mean, I've never turned a lap on that track. I mean, I've pitted for guys. Obviously, I have the old Dave True car, so I've been in contact with him. He says that car should drive itself around that place, so we'll find out here shortly.
You know, talk about pitting for it. Jeff just came off of being a spotter at Wisconsin Rapids when we were up at Golden Sands last week. And what'd you think of that?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we're gonna have a pretty full summer with running the Dells, running the mid-am stuff, and then spotting for the truck. So. And plus go-karts. So I got a pretty busy schedule. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't know, something different. You still get the exciting thrill of being – you're kind of the behind the wheel, you know. You got to make sure everything's good for him and what's going on everywhere. You're just not looking at one specific spot of the track, you got to have your eyes everywhere, because like at a short track like that, stuff can happen quick and you got to be on top of it. So it was a fun experience. I mean, I've done it a couple other times, but that was probably the first time I've really got in depth to do it.
How's Cassie's sunburn?
It's not bad. She's got a pretty cool farmer's tan. We're joking around. She usually wears tank tops to the track, and he's in on Monday, so she's got the nice farmer's tan going on.
So when it comes to the Dells, are you going to be points racing like you have last year's at lacrosse, or are you just going to be enjoying the summer and just picking your spots?
I like to say I'm going to enjoy the summer, but it's going to come down to where I'd love to get in the heat of the thick of the things with those guys. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good field from what I've been told and been hearing from a few guys. Sounds like there's a few guys coming from lacrosse, a couple Elko cars. So we're going to have our hands full, you know, getting to race with all new guys that maybe I only raced with a couple times and adapting to a new track. So I just want to get back to having fun racing again.
You know, you had mentioned that Dave Trout said that car should drive itself around. Has he given you like the setups he used to run when he ran at the Dells, or are you just going cold?
He's gave me a good starting point. I mean, he helps a couple other guys, so I don't get all the tricks to the trade just quite yet, which I totally respect. I mean, I give him a lot of respect for just even helping me to where, give me what I need to just get there. So, I mean, it'll be fun. Hopefully get a little more from him as the year goes on and see what happens.
Okay, so we only got like a little bit more than a minute here. Why don't you talk about who you got sponsoring you, helping you out here for the 2020 season?
I got a pretty cool thing going on this year. We got to be part of Team Bonafide. So I got to thank Drew and Mike Egan for giving us the opportunity to be on that. For any of your security needs, check him out. Great people. We got Epic Media. You know, Drew's been with me for a long time, so happy to have them back. MBM Transport, we got Weir's Machine, Jim's Paint Shop, J&L Collectibles. He's been with us for quite some time. I was actually his first ever car. John Scott Race Engines, DSR Chassis, and Sinister Wraps.
Oh, I totally got screwed. I don't even get mentioned by the guy anymore.
Oh, I got you, of course, man. I just everybody knows that you're on there. It's just everything you do for everyone.
You did just fine. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
I am the only DJ that guy's ever going to have for. Hey, by the way, before we let you go, when did you move your racing smoker to?
Oh man, no, I forgot. I think it's tentative July 11th. I want to say. I don't know. That's just tentative with so much stuff and everything. What's going on? We don't really.
Because you chose a Sunday, right?
I think it's a Saturday still at All-Star, but who knows, that could get changed. I mean, everything that's going on, you play day to day.
All right. Well, we'll make sure to get people that information out on our Racing Radio Facebook page. That is the Silver Slingshot. Jeff Thompson going to be doing some traveling to the Dells this year. Hey, Jeff, we greatly appreciate you being a partner of the program.
And best of luck tonight.
Good luck at the Dells.
Hey, thanks. So you guys are going to try to do the double, right?
We're looking at it. Yep. If we're out of lacrosse quick enough, we're on the road.
I'm going to tell you the truth right now, buddy. I'm not making it past the camper when we're done here this afternoon. There's beer there.
All right. Jeff Thompson Smoker is Saturday, July 11th, 5 p.m. All-Star Lanes. Paul, just right up on Facebook. That is Jeff Thompson, Silver Slingshot. We'll be back with more of the Midwest Race Report next.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report on 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, 10th year on the air. That's the Penguin Paul Riker. Billy Doc Nows. I'm the voice radio band Dan Diker. You can find us at BogCountry.com, Bog Country on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
And it is Bog Country 101.3 and 1460 AM. Where can you hear that clear as a bell? Nowhere else but the Tomah Sports Speedway. As we did last night, we blared all that good old country music for some folks. And to talk more about that season opener last night and for the 2020 season, promoter for the third year, Greg Oliver joining us. Gregory, how are you, sir?
Good, Dan. How are you guys?
Hey, after getting the official, you know, I announced races at Golden Sands last week, but it just wasn't the same because it's not one of my two home tracks. Man, it felt good to finally get cars on that racetrack, a great crowd, got the smell of the new hamburger stand, see the new improvements you guys have done, and you've got to be pleased in your position at TSS to finally get the season underway.
Oh, yeah, especially because we didn't know for up until a couple weeks ago if we were going to even be racing at all or not this year, so to actually put cars in the track and make some noise and get some fans was awesome.
You know, we talked with Chuck Deary earlier in the show about some of the things he's implemented as far as this COVID stuff is going. What have you done around Tomah Sparta Speedway?
We're doing a lot of the same things pretty much everybody's doing. You know, the hand sanitizers, we're putting signage up, public address announcements for the six-foot social distancing. You do the condiments. You know, we're not doing ketchup bottles. We'll do packets for those kinds of things. Eliminate the congregating as much as we possibly can. It's still a fan sport and a social sport, but everybody seems to be doing to do what they're supposed to do and the way they're supposed to do it. So I'm happy with it so far.
Let's back up. A lot of improvements done over the past 3 or 4 months by you and the girlfriend, Stacy Heim, and your father, Doug Oliver. You guys really dug your heels in to get some improvements at that track this year.
Yeah, we did. A lot of paint on it, a lot of work. And I guess I can tell you, I would give the credit to the governor for extending the stay-at-home order. And I got kind of ornery at work one day, and I came home and talked to Stacy and Dan. So what do we want to do? Let's get something done. And what you see on Friday night is the culmination of about 3 or 4 weeks of busting our tails to get this place up to snuff a little bit.
From the bathrooms totally redone to the racetrack totally repainted. We were out there with our officials meeting last week. The yellow stripe was going down. The finishing touches of the red and white blocks on the racetrack were being done. And I really tell you what, now that I got a view from both sides of the track, I like the elimination that you did of some of the grandstands, the plain red ones, and brought in the upper deck seating. I think the fans really enjoyed that last night.
Yeah, I think they did too. Everybody knows our grandstand area was kind of rough. I mean, some of them poles were getting weak and the boards were getting weak. And that was one of the things that we decided we have an extra 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it's going to be here, we're going to do something about it. And at the same time, Stacy found the bleacher sections that we added. Somebody she knows from over in her side of the country, and we hooked up and made a deal and hauled in 9 sets of bleachers to put across the top. And it helps the viewing. You get up a little bit higher. You know, our wall in the front stretch is kind of tall, so you can see a little bit better at that over that. I think it's a huge improvement.
And of course, new sound system. You could hear me echoing. I got lost several times. I could hear my nasty voice echoing into the woods, and I saw a couple of deer flip me off before they ran off into the woods.
It wasn't just a deer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, now that we can hear Dan, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But
hey, just shove us more hamburgers in my mouth, and we're good.
Trust us, it's a bad thing. First off, thank you for allowing me to host your awards banquet last year when someone couldn't make it.
I had bigger and better things than paying things to do.
Yep, I was greatly humbled by the honor. But let's go back to last year, definitely a marked improvement over your first year at Tomah Sparta Speedway. Give us like a synopsis of what you thought how last year went.
Yeah, I thought last year went well. The first year, you know, I I thought everything was going well, and then I realized how much I didn't know at the time. So in year two, I was able to gain a better perspective of what's going on and where it's going on and why things are happening. So right now, I mean, I think last year our car count improved, not a lot, but it improved. You know, all divisions kind of grew a little bit. The hill still lacked a little bit behind, getting fans in the seats, but both areas started to grow. I think what we're trying to do up here is taking hold. We're making it, family friendly. We try to have a good time. We don't take ourselves too seriously. And I think people are starting to respond to that. So I'm really looking forward to what 2020 is going to bring as the season progresses.
And one of the things that we finally, I think, have gotten rid of is the little boy that cried wolf syndrome that I have said that Toma has faced since 2007, since I started announcing there. Are you going to be open? You're not open. Are you going to be open? You're not open. You've been open for 2 years in a row. Now the third in Billy Doc Nell's, I think that nomer is finally gone.
Oh, most definitely. You've definitely got a foothold in what's going on in Wisconsin. I know people are talking about Toma Sparta Speedway. And one thing I want to fall back on here, you made a statement. You said the first year didn't quite know what you were doing. Based on your relationship with Chuck Deary and Greg McCarns, how much do you lean on them for advice when it comes to situations?
Oh, I lean on them guys a lot. Greg and Chuck have been a huge help for me in a question and an idea and just to bounce some ideas off. And I mean, some of the things I've tried that they told me, they didn't think would worked for me, and the things they thought would work didn't work. It's trying to figure out what works for, your track. I can't make this La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. I can't make it Madison International, but I can take bits and pieces from all of those and try to implement them here and see how they work.
And make it Toma Sparta Speedway.
And that's the thing is, it's Daytona. You don't want to be a carbon copy, because then all of a sudden Greg Oliver is doing what everybody else is doing, and Greg Oliver doesn't have any ideas. And that's why I like you've taken things a different direction. And, Paul, talking about the different direction, we have a new class there as well.
Yeah, speaking of Greg and Chuck, they are the ones who came up with the idea for the High School Racing Association. And now, Greg, you're getting a Toma part of that too. What made you... attracted you to getting involved in that?
Well, I think, as we all know, us old guys can't keep this sport going forever. We need to find a way to engage the youth, get them off of the computers, get them away from the screens, get them out here and involved. So the high school racing is a way to get them in here at a really inexpensive way, get their feet wet, hopefully at, 16 years old, thereabouts. We can get the hook into them. Hopefully the racing will take off, and like the rest of us, it'll bite them, and it'll be a lifelong passion, but we got to get them here first.
Greg Oliver from the Toma Sparta Speedway, the promoter. Third year he has had the reins out there. Greg, let's kind of walk away as we've only got a couple of minutes left. Let's walk away from the racetrack. You're also the continual promoter of the Mid-American Stock Car Series. How has the COVID-19 virus affected the schedule for the mid-ams?
Well, we haven't raced yet. because we travel to different parts of the Midwest, it's so dependent upon what state you're in, what county you're in, what town you're in. So we've lost, our opener at Rockford in Illinois is still locked down. We were supposed to go to Madison May 3rd, I think it was. Madison is still under a stay-at-home. So I think when Milwaukee got canceled, I don't know if any of those will get rescheduled just, because of what's going on. So at this point, Hawkeye Downs, June 26th should still be a go, but that's contingent on, what's going on down there in Cedar Rapids.
But again, you're looking at, obviously Oktoberfest. Chuck just said he wants to run that. Short Track Nationals down in Rockford. So, I mean, obviously those are still going on.
Right. I mean, Rockford and Grundy are probably looking forward, the two that are probably going to be questionable. Again, just because, how Illinois is opening up the state. Rockford probably has a better chance than Grundy because they got put into the group with Chicago. So how Chicago goes, I think, is how Grundy goes. But, obviously we'll race up here at Toma. We'll have Fest. Rockford, I think short track, I think will happen in some form, you know, depending, you know, whether David can have a full crowd down there or partial crowds or what he's got to do, but I think that will happen. I am in talks with possibly adding another date, maybe sometime in September, but that's, I think there's a lot of things that happen on the other end of that conversation before we get any kind of commitments there, but we still should end up, I think, with probably four or five solid races on the schedule. I think we probably lost three, maybe four by the time all is said and done. But I think if we can race five mid-am races this year, I think we'll all be happy.
Okay, Greg, we only get about 30 seconds left here. June 5th, your next race this coming Friday. We got mods and sports, hobbies, Hornets, six shooters, plus Bando Barrel Chaos event. What is a Bando Barrel race?
Well, it's the Bandoleros.
Yes.
Well, the Bandoleros.
But then he also has a chaos event dealing with barrels.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what is a barrel chaos event for the people?
The barrel race is we just put the barrel in the middle of the front stretch. Some would refer it to as a flagpole. We just put a barrel in the middle of the front and back stretch, and they got to do a loop around that barrel each lap.
And, of course, this year we're going to make Paul Riker do it as well. That's all the time we have for Greg Oliver and the Tomo Sport of Speedway and the Mid-American Stock Car Series. Look him up on Facebook. You can find Go Racing Promotions on the Internet and get the entire schedules. Greg, we appreciate you joining us on the program. We will see you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having us.
All righty. Coming up next on the Midwest Race Report, Reichert's Race Rewind. I guess we're going to bring that segment back again this year, right here on Fog Country 101.3, 1460 AM.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's a Napa Felt Memorial with the CWRA Super Late Models running twin features. Adding to the racing action is the UMA Asphalt Modified, the Sportsman, Legends, and the Bandoleros. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park is located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16 or exit 85 off I-90-94. Go online to dellsraceweypark.com for more info. It's great family fun at Dell's. Raceway Park.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
It's the Three Amigos, Paul, Doc, and Dan on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It is Bond Country 101.3 and 1460 AM. Radio man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Riker. I want to thank you for joining us. 10 straight years we've been on the air, and the listenership just increases. I hear from people pretty much all over the country now that listen to this program on Saturdays at noon.
It's just amazing. You show me the numbers every week, and I'm just blown away by what we see. And one of our more popular segments, he's been doing it for about the last two or three years, and it just keeps growing and growing. It's our buddy Paul Reichert. He finds winners from north, south, east, and west, and even a few across the borders. It is now time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
And here we go. We start with the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. They had the big three-night reopening at Golden Isle Speedway in Brunswick, Georgia, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Jimmy Owens won on Tuesday night. Kyle Brunson took the main on Wednesday. And Josh Richards won on Thursday. Friday up at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, the U.S. Modified Touring Series in action. Dustin Sorensen won. And the Dirt Kings Late Model Tour opened their season. And Fountain City regular Jake Timms scored the victory.
Is that Jake Timms' first ever victory?
I believe it is.
Dan?
His first late model win?
His first late model win?
I don't know if it's his first late model win. I think he may have two or three.
I mean, he's been close before.
That would be his first Dirt Kings late model win.
Yeah, that would be cool. USAC Midgets, World of Outlaw Late Models, and World of Outlaw Sprint Cars had two-night shows and their venues. USAC Midgets at Port Royal Speed Raceway in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tyler Courtney won Friday night. Justin Grant on Saturday. The World of Outlaw Late Models at Jackson, Minnesota. Ricky Weiss won Friday, and Ricky Thornton won on Saturday.
Paid to be a Ricky that weekend.
Yes, and the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Trader's Place, Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 in Peavely, Missouri.
Peavely.
Yes. Brad Sweet won on Friday night, and Kyle Larson scored the victory Saturday.
Did you see the lap he turned for
qualifying? Oh, yes.
The track record of that place was like a 10.0-something, and he burns off at a 9.95. Yep. That was impressive.
That was impressive, yep. Also on Saturday at Cedar Lake, USRA Late Models headline match show, Larry Fitzsimmons won the feature. Southern All-Stars at Thunder Hill Raceway in Summertown, Tennessee. Dale McDowell, the winner. And the Rattler took place this past weekend. Saturday night was the baby Rattler for the Pro Late Models at South Alabama Speedway in Op, Alabama. OPP, you know me.
Oh, dude.
And for the fifth year, Bubba Pollard scored that victory. Fifth time he won.
A lot of
race.
Controversy around that.
Yeah, race. I've heard that, yeah.
You know, talk about the motors and the weight breaks.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah.
Well, the real controversy was that Ty Majeski wasn't wearing a real rattlesnake.
Oh
no, we're talking about Saturday night here. We're not talking about Sunday yet.
I was talking about the Rattler.
Oh. Well, on Sunday, the 44th running of the Rattler taking place, and for the third time, Ty Majeski scored the win in that race.
So for the first out of three, according to his mom, Susan Majeski, because I saw this earlier today, they put a fake rattlesnake around his neck because a real one was not available.
Must have been COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
Darn it all.
Slinger got their season opened on Sunday. Alex Prunty held off Uncle Dennis to win the Super Late Model feature, and Ryan Goodnecht won the Late Model feature.
There were three Prunties involved in that race right towards the end as well, because one of them wrecked out pretty good.
And there was racing on the holiday on Monday. The Dead Trickle Memorial taking place at Golden Sands. The Super Late Model feature won by the real deal.
John Beal.
Yes.
That's got to be his biggest win.
Oh, yes.
And his crew chief is
Dalton Zier.
Dalton Zier. Yeah. I talked to both of them. Dalton will be racing this year and sometimes on the opposite side of John. So it's going to be interesting to see what that Gilbert race team
good.
Does.
Yeah. Last year's Rookie of the Year in Midwest Trucks, Joe Valento, scored the win in the Midwest.
He was dominating, too.
I heard that was a really good race.
He was. That kid's going to win a lot of races this year.
Upper Midwest Vintage Series also in action. And bang, Larry
Bang
Bolster.
Won it
bang.
He won the heat race. He told me before races started, Dan, I'm winning every race in the back row. All right, man. He won the heat race in the back row, and he won the big feature from the back row as well. That had to have been one of the funnest Midwest vintage racing races I have called in a long time. There's a bunch of new cars out there. Some of the history behind some of those cars is fascinating. Look for the blue 15 Mustang, John Baum. He's a former Formula Ford driver of 20 years.
Wow. Really?
You know,
wow.
you said bang, bang called a shot. It's not bragging unless you back it up. Then it's just a statement of fact.
Yeah, he did it twice, and he's going to win some races, too. So that was. And who won those little short trucks?
Jason Van Handel won the Wisconsin Sport Truck feature.
Now, I think that there were there three or four Van Handels in that race?
Oh,
I think there were four.
A number of them that run that.
Kurt Keene announced them, and he said that's just sponsored by the Van Handel family.
Yeah, I've raced against Jerry Van Handel up at Marshfield a couple of times.
I think there were four. They had nine trucks. I think four of them were Van Handels. Yeah. It was interesting to see.
And the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series kicked off on Monday, big three-night show at East Bay Raceway down in Tampa. Jonathan Davenport scored the victory in that race. And that'll wrap it up for the first record race rewind.
All right, Paul, and the list will only get bigger as the season goes on. When we come back, we're going to drop the white flag, one more to go. We're going to get you all set up for what's going on here this afternoon and tonight. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country, 101.3 and 1460 AM.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is open for customers in their dining room. They've weathered the virus and are now ready to welcome you back inside the dining room for lunch and dinner. They're practicing social distancing, extra cleaning, and sanitizing. For those who don't want to come inside, the drive-thru is open, and the outdoor picnic tables are clean and ready for your use. Big Boar Barbecue is open again, Highway 16 West Salem. Come enjoy a delicious mouthful or call 608-612-0387.
Oh, here we go, back at the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans, one more time. It's Radio Man Dan and Billy Knock and Paul the Penguin, Midwest Race Report, year number 10 on Vaught Country 101.3 and 1460 AM. A lot of excitement coming up this afternoon as we kick off the La Crosse Speedway's 2020 racing season at 2 o'clock. Going to bring in late models. We're going to bring in sportsmen. We're going to bring in hobby stocks. We're going to bring in Hornets and the minivans. Also racing with us again this year will be that high school association. They'll be later this year. And the six shooters also coming up next week.
And, of course, like Chuck said earlier in the show, he's going to be trying to create a few more novelty events. Qualifying started just a few minutes ago. Gates' first green flag drops at 2 p.m. And a lot of people are going to be trying to do the double today, Dan, when they get done with lacrosse. Scurrying on down to Dell's Raceway Park. That's Nabafelt Memorial.
I want to do that, but yep. I'm not passing up Mayfest.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, but a lot of people are going to be doing that. Nabafelt Memorial featuring the CWRA late models, the Sportsman, the UMA Asphalt Modifieds, Legends, and Bandoleros qualifying at 4:45 this afternoon. First green flag drops at 6 p.m.
Now, lacrosse, the pit gates open at 9:30, the regular gates open at 11, and I want to say qualifying was at 11:45. I may be wrong
on that.
I
think it's 12:45 for qualifying.
That sounds like that may be a little bit better.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. I think fan gates open at 12:30 and qualifying.
And expect a huge, not only a lot of fans on the hill for Buck Day today. Mm-hmm. All concessions are $1. Cold beers $2. That infield is going to be loaded with stock cars.
Speaking of late models, just some do some name dropping here real quick. National champion Jacob Gady in the pits.
Nick Mergic,
former Midwest Tour Rookie of the Year. Billy Moen is in the pits. Chad Wallen brought out a car he hasn't raced in years.
Chris Merrick.
Yep, cruiser Chris Merrick. We're looking for 28.
Paul Amoreau should be down as well. He did some practicing the past couple weeks.
Bobby Wilberg.
Yeah.
So you got a star-studded field here this afternoon.
All right, we will see you on the hill in the tower coming up here in just a couple of moments. We're going to start qualifying at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, and it's Buck Day. Bring pennies. I always like to tease them with the
Bucks. Yay!
For Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Riker, Jesse the producer, I am the voice, Radio Man Dan Dinger. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you at the La Crosse Speedway. This has been the Midwest Race Report on Vaught Country 101.3, 1460 AM.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, better prices every day, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, and by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Midwest Race Report on WBOG.